Hello, my loves, and welcome back to a brand new podcast episode here on Abundant Self. I'm your host, Jules, Manifestation Mindset and Success Coach. I'm here to help you to uplevel your life, really unlock your full true potential through subconscious reprogramming. Now you're like, what is subconscious reprogramming? Don't worry, we're gonna dive into that as well. But I'm basically here to just teach you some form of like putting less pressure onto yourself when it comes to you trying to live your dream life or reach a certain goal or start your online business and empower you to follow your heart and to listen to yourself and to get to know yourself as well. So a lot of topics that we can cover in the podcast, a lot of topics that I also cover in my Instagram. So if you are new here and you're just watching or just coming across this podcast, then make sure to also follow me on Instagram at Jules Bellot Coaching. That is at Jules Bellot Coaching. And in today's episode, and I also want to say, if you come back every single week and over listen to my episodes, just thank you. Just thank you. I appreciate you. I do very much appreciate you. And I also would appreciate if you could leave a 5-star review either here on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts. Watching on YouTube, leave a comment, a thumbs up, share this episode with someone who can also benefit from what I'm talking about. Because this just helps me grow the show and keep doing these type of videos. So now let's get into today's episode. You press play for a reason, because you are interested in sales, you're interested in online business, you're interested in how to maybe grow and monetize your social media. And if this is the case, then I have a lot of stories for you, a lot of experiences, a lot of things that I've personally gone through, success stories and just in general, like testimonials from my clients that made me kind of like puzzle together this picture of what I want to speak today to you. And that is that, totally controversial, by the way, that is something that most people don't speak about and most business coaches won't speak about. But in my opinion, and I'm just gonna drop the bomb like it is as always, in my opinion, when you are right now in your online business, you're an entrepreneur, you're just starting out online, maybe you're posting all the time, sometimes what is actually stopping you from the success that you want and what is actually holding you back from making the sales, holding you back from getting those leads, is you being too attached. That's it. You being too attached. And I want in this episode to give you like a little bit of some tangible things that you can do if you feel that way. Because I know how it is when you scroll online and you're like, why do all those people get like tens of leads? And, you know, how is that possible? I just always really want to be honest to you. I want to be transparent. I want to be so as real as possible and just tell you that, first of all, it's not an overnight thing. It never is. It almost never is. There is no such thing as overnight success. And the second thing is, you also don't know what actually is 100% true and 100% transparent. Yes, I am like, hey, and I tell that my clients, the ones who are just starting out with their online business, I'm like, hey, please be as transparent, as real, as raw as possible, because people buy from people right now. People buy from people. People want realness. I am hiring a coach because I can relate to her, because she's maybe going through something or was going through something similar that I'm going through right now. Maybe she's struggling with her skin. I also used to struggle with my skin. Who knows? But it's like, the more open and vulnerable you can be about your life, the better. And this is honestly what I've seen for me increase tremendously on my page. Also at Jules Bellot, my Spanish account, what really helped me to gain like 75 plus leads in literally like an hour, after like cold dropping, hard dropping, how do you say, like hard launching, hard launching an offer. This was like in my stories. I never talked about that ever before. I was just like, okay, why not share this with my Spanish audience? Bam. I dropped the offer. 70 plus people in the first hour messaging me the keyword info. And I'm like, what? Which is, by the way, another topic that I'm going to do for another episode about how important it is to have your automations, your business set up and, you know, automated. But this is a whole nother topic. Stay tuned for that episode. But in general, like what is really crucial to when it comes, you know, making those sales in your business is you being so raw and you being so vulnerable. And what I said before about you not being too attached to it is also something that played a huge role in my life, where I was like, where can I maybe do something else in my life that is like super fun? Maybe where can I integrate another hobby into my life? I started gardening, which I so adore since we came back to Germany. And obviously now I have this huge yard. I love to garden. And Darren and I were just like out and about every day for a couple of hours doing some gardening work, because it helps me to shut down my brain. It helps me to be so present and focus on literally with my hands doing those things. I might still have some earth between my nails. No, I don't. But like, that was just a joke. Saying about, I'm like so present. I'm doing something so different than being on my computer or on my phone, because that is like work, you know? So having like some kind of hobby that you can do to distract yourself or to, you know, just be present is really, really important, and also led me to then being more focused in my work and being more focused and using the time more efficiently when it was like, okay, now I'm gonna, you know, smash out 2 hours content stint, that's it. So this was something really, really crucial for me. And I hope this helped you too. I hope you are now thinking about maybe doing a little audit in your life, thinking about, okay, where can I maybe start a new hobby? Where can I really, besides, you know, going to the gym and doing some workouts here and there, or a stretch or a yoga, where can I do something completely different that is like activating also other parts of my brain? Maybe you liked painting when you were a child. How, like, you know, what can I do to go back to painting? Maybe it's dancing, just like something else that really helps you to practice detachment from the sale, from the business, from always constantly showing up online and delivering. So, yeah. A little episode all over the place, but whoever needed to listen to this, and you know, if this message was meant for you, then you probably made it until here. So thank you so much for listening. As always, feel free to share this episode with a friend, with a family member. I so deeply, deeply appreciate you. And other than that, I see you next week. Bye.